With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Media reports say President Trump will name Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump names former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
Trump said in a statement that Zeldin, a Republican who mounted a failed bid for governor of New York in 2022, would ensure fair and swift deregulation decisions that will be enacted in a way to unleash the power of American business, while at the same time maintaining the highest environmental standards, including the cleanest air and water on the planet. Zeldin, who left Congress in January of 2023, was a surprising pick for the role. He was among the Republicans in Congress who voted against certifying the 2020 election results. While in Congress, he did not serve on committees with oversight of environmental policy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump also filled some of his cabinet with New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who will become the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and Stephen Miller, appointed deputy policy chief, along with Tom Homan, his former acting immigration and custom enforcement director, who will serve as border czar. A jury says Richard Allen is guilty of the murders of two middle school girls in Indiana. Allen pleaded not guilty to the 2017 killings of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. The verdict was announced in the town, which is about 80 miles northwest of Indianapolis. Monday's verdict comes after a four-week trial. This is SRN News. The question is, have you started Christmas shopping yet?
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats yields mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in the election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority in Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and the left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Analysts say the spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. This is SRN News. Opponents of offshore wind energy projects expect President-elect Trump to kill an industry he's vowed to end on the first day he returns to the White House.
Whether Mr. Trump will succeed is unclear. Numerous offshore wind projects have approvals, and at least three are operating. Foes of the industry say the President-elect could prohibit future offshore wind leases and exert leverage over projects that are not as far along. The wind industry has offered to work with Mr. Trump and his allies in Congress, highlighting job creation and energy independence.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the machinist strike is over at Boeing, and now employees are bracing for layoff notices. Boeing plans to cut 10% of its workforce, which would be around 17,000 workers. Layoff notices could go out this week. Boeing CEO says the company has lost $25 billion since 2019. More details at SRNNews.com.